Get it? The Bird Show.
I was wondering, you know, thinking about reminiscing back on those dating days, like, what were the things on that first date that either make or break it for the next date? So if a guy, like, as the guys, you guys going out with a woman on the first date, what are the things you look for to kind of decode if she is second date worthy?
Jeff?
Punctuality. Like, I know it's the thing to do where you got to go and wait for her to finish getting ready, but if she doesn't, and then nothing. Is there anything, and this is going to be, seems so obvious, but is there anything worse than going out on a date with somebody and having them sit there and talk about themselves and never ask a question or shut up?
I always felt like that took pressure off me. I'm like, just go ahead and talk all you want, because I know women love to be heard. So I'm just going to sit here, even though I've checked out. I'm thinking about the 78 Super Bowl right now. But I know you think that I'm listening, so just keep talking.
Bird's alphabetizing Padre pictures in his head.
So what is it? I'm sorry. I was going to ask just to follow up on Jeff's thing is, when a woman is late getting ready, what does that say to you?
Well, it depends on the lateness. I mean, if it's a few minutes because she's just, you know, whatever, you know, finishing whatever, that's fine. But if it's like, you know, if it's one of those women where you get to the house and they're still wearing, like, you know, their yoga pants and sweatshirt and like, oh my God, okay, I'm just running so far behind, it was late at work, I run upstairs, and then they're upstairs for, you know, 45 minutes getting ready, you hear the shower, like, that's just rude.
If I was going to go meet a girl out, if I gave her 1 hour and if she didn't show and I didn't get a call, that was it. I was leaving wherever we were supposed to meet.
Yeah, I was talking about picking them up at the house, but I guess same thing.
Going further with the conversation, if she talks about her ex, then no way am I going out with
absolutely
her again.
Perfect.
And what does that mean to you? Like, what does that say about her to you?
That means, at first, I just wonder how long it's been since their relationship broke up. If she's still talking about an ex, then that means that she's not over that ex, so why am I wasting my time? And then, you know, in my situation, when it comes to gay women, that's just such a turnoff for me, because so many, it just means that it's going to be something I'm going to have to deal with that I don't want to deal with. I don't want a third party in our relationship. Mm-hmm. So absolutely no second date if you talk about your ex.
Yeah, and I think that's the same with any relationship. If you're out on that first date and they can't stop talking about that ex, I got to wonder if you're over it or not.
Mm-hmm. What about, this is something I always paid attention to, is the way that they treat other people. Like the way they treat the waiter, the way they treat the hostess or something like that. Like if the guy that I was, you know, going out with was not nice to the woman at the hostess stand, that was a total red flag. It was like, nope, no second date with this one.
I had a red flag also if like she was on her cell phone a lot, then she's thinking, I got better things to do than to be hanging out with this guy. And I didn't want to feel like that. So that would have been a red flag for me.
Too high maintenance or something like that. You're just going to, like, she's more involved with her friends.
Yeah.
Or,
like, I mean, it's supposed to be you and me out on this date enjoying each other's company. And here you are on the phone every 6 minutes. So forget it.
That almost puts out like a codependency thing. Like she can't stand there on her own. She's like, got to be on the phone with her friends or something like that. Like,
I don't know. She's not there alone. She's with me. So I guess it would say something.
No, but I mean like she couldn't be standing there on her own on a date with you, being an independent person, that she would have to be on the phone or doing other things. Like, to me, that would say that she wasn't confident enough just to be there herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, do you, what about excessive primping? Like, if she's so preoccupied with the way she looks, like she checks herself in the mirror every time, even a framed picture, she'll check herself out in the glass, or, you know, she will, I mean, because you know women that do that, or do the hair flip a lot, or, I mean, just so, I don't know, animated in her, you know, outward appearance.
One woman can totally ruin you of that. I dated this girl, and I think I've told you guys about Janie before, that she would take 90 minutes to get ready, and she was really, really pretty. 90 minutes to get ready, and sometimes after that 90 minutes, she'd look at herself in the mirror and decide that she was too ugly to go out.
No.
And she'd be so stressed out about it that it was no fun to go out. So after that experience, I was really, like, uber sensitive to any woman that was totally looking at themselves and superficial that way.
Mm-hmm. I also have an issue with a woman who is highly critical of herself, who does the old poor me. Like, if you, you know, if you say something like, hey, do you want to try my whatever you're having? Or, hey, do you want to split a dessert? Oh, no, I can't. Look how fat I am. I'm so fat, you know, or whatever. Or, like, it does that. God, I wish I was tall as that girl, or, you know, short like that girl, or do you think, you know, my hair is just terrible tonight. Like, you got to have a little bit of confidence. Like, I don't want to hear you whining about things that are wrong with you, you know?
Excessive cattiness on the first date. The cattiness can come like in a month, but if I'm out with you and you're already picking apart everybody that walks by, to me, that was like, why are you doing this to make yourself feel better?
And the combination of both, if she's picking at you, she asks you questions about what you do or, you know, who you know what you do in your spare time or hobbies or whatever. If she, instead of downing herself, downs you and criticizes you for I mean, because I've had that experience before where I answer a question and then they slam me for it. I'm like, why are you spending your time with me? But it's almost like a, I don't know, like it.
They slamming
know.
You for like it or they if, just have a difference of opinion?
No, I mean, it's almost, they're just being overly critical and it's almost like a, they... The vibe I got was she was being just kind of like she was insecure, and instead of, I don't know, it was just weird. It was weird because I would just, it was a casual conversation and she would ask me questions. And if you ask somebody a question, it's like you're interested. And then I would answer the question and then she would like make fun of it.
And do you think that was trying to be humorous? Like that was just a terrible sense of humor, maybe?
She didn't have a good sense of humor. And it just came across as like, I can't do this. You know, like that's too much work. You know, like I don't want, you know, the criticism of everything I do comes later in the relationship, not on the first date.
Exactly. So, what about women who say thank you or don't say thank you?
Yeah, I would pick up on that instantly.
Mm-hmm. If they don't say thank you enough, or if they say it too, like, can anybody say thank you too much?
I don't think so.
Not according to that commercial.
What commercial?
The one where the woman says the produce department and says, "Are you pregnant?"
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you. And everything's okay.
Now, right. Do you mean thank you to us or thank you to the people around?
I think in just in general, I always wonder, you know, I always kind of pick out, you know, if the server brings over something that you specially asked for and the guy for the guy just completely ignoring the service people to me is rude. You know, when they bring over the bottle of wine, say thank you. When they bring over the appetizers or ask you if you need anything else and you say, no, I'm fine. You know, or no, we're just fine, thank you. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a politeness. I think it says a lot about a person. How much and when they say thank you.
It goes back to, didn't you say about the way they treat other people? Was that one of the things? Yeah, same thing, right?
Did any of the people that we're currently married to give you guys any red flags on the first date, but you like to look past them?
Oh, that's a good question. I got to think about that for a minute.
Jessica?
She was gassy.
But you like that.
She wasn't.
That's no red flag for you. That's a green light.
No, it was weird with us because we were friends, and so, I mean...
There was no real first date kind of thing?
Yeah, the official first date, I kind of got some, so that probably was a red flag.
For her, too. Yeah. I can't remember any with Stacy, but Stacy constantly brings up, and I still don't recall this, but she swears that on our very first date, I had a sweatshirt tucked into my jeans.
I still don't believe that happened.
I still don't believe it.
I fully believe that. And you know, are you going to...
Oh, I know what mine was.
Is tonight your homecoming game?
Yes.
Will you go to your homecoming game with a sweater tucked into your jeans?
Oh, no, I won't do that.
It'll be like, don't you want to go back to the early days?
No. I still don't believe it happened. There was nothing about Ryan at all that gave you any kind of red flag.
Yeah, there was. There were two, because when I met him, you know, he was in a band at that point, and there were two girls trailing him pretty big time when he had already... asked me to see him the next night or whatever, and we had gone on our date. Our first date was a daytime date, and then we had gone to the concert again that following night. There were two shows back-to-back nights, and we had gone to the concert the following night, and those two girls that were trailing him the first night were trailing him again the second night, and I thought, ooh, I don't know.
Do I want to deal with this all the time?
I don't know about this one.
Get it. The Bird Show.